Russian troops reportedly began amassing at the border with Ukraine yesterday. Today, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in London. After the meeting, Lavrov said that they didn't manage to overcome disagreements regarding Crimea. He added that Russia does not have plans for a military entry into the eastern part of Ukraine. The United States has recognized the new government in Ukraine, which took power after weeks of street protests in Kyiv. But the Russian government calls the new administration there illegitimate. At the same time, Western countries seem unlikely to recognize the results of the Russian-backed referendum in Crimea should voters in the strategic peninsula choose to join Russia. The US and EU are threatening economic sanctions if Russia annexes Crimea, but some Russian experts doubt serious sanctions will be applied. Алексей Мухин, директор of the Center of Political Information, says he doesn't think there is enough support for sanctions among EU nations, and that the only concrete action so far has been the cancellation of some trade talks between Russia and the US. Others say that even if sanctions are approved, they will likely only pose a small threat to the Russian economy. As a Migranian, head of the economy department at the Institute of CIS States, said the political fallout over Ukraine is already having negative effects on the Russian stock market and currency. She predicts the Crimea referendum will provoke a notable market reaction on Monday. Even if US and EU sanctions are applied, Migranian cites Iran as an example of how countries can circumvent the worst effects of sanctions. International observers have already arrived in Ukraine in preparation for Sunday's referendum. On Saturday, anti-war rallies are planned in Moscow and St. Petersburg. EU ministers will meet in Brussels on Monday, where they are expected to weigh the possibilities of introducing an embargo on the export of weapons to Russia, freezing Russian officials' bank accounts abroad, and prohibiting their entry to EU states. Екатерина Данилова, ФСРН, Russia.